was good to play against, you know, guys that you played with before, or guys that you're, you know, hang out with in the summertime. So that part's always good. And obviously your hometown, so it's always winning circle.
I mean, they're having a tough year. What kind of feedback are you getting from the guys, you know, on that team about how difficult it is?
I don't think we talk about that too much. No. I'm not texting, you know, asking how it's going. But I don't know. I mean, they're a team that works hard. We watched a little bit in video today. I think their last game was probably one of their best against Pittsburgh. They were really good. We were hard on pucks. And, you know, I know like, the makeup of their team kind of revolves around guys like Larkin. And he's a guy that loves the game, never quits, you know, is one of the hardest working people I know. So that's kind of the makeup of their team. And it's going to be a grind tomorrow for sure.
But they're missing Matha, the Kaiser, two pretty important pieces there.
Yeah.
How much does that change them?
Oh, I think it changed. I mean, Takai's is probably one of their top D, and Mantha's on their top line usually, so it's obviously big pieces, but every team's dealing with injuries right now.
When a guy, smaller guy, fights a larger man in an NHL game, how does that energize the bench? I mean, are you scared of watching it?
I mean, I don't know if I recommend that one, but he kind of does what he wants out there, it seems like, so... yeah, it was kind of got the bench riled up for sure.
Yeah, okay. The power play, going to special teams, I mean, the numbers aren't great, but when you look at some of the time when it's like either the penalty kill or the power play last night with the game-winning goal, do you guys focus more on that at this point, like just trying to get that kill at the right time or the goal at the right time?
Well, I think the kill, you only don't kill it at the wrong time. You know what I mean? There's never a good time to give up a power play goal. With that said, the power play came up huge last night, and you know, that unit's been starting to click a little bit. They're pretty familiar with each other, so feels like they found their chemistry pretty quick. Second, you know, we got to get going a little bit.
Didn't ask you after.
No, I got another question. Follow up now. Do you feel when you play Detroit that you represent Michigan hockey, and not just the university, but right through the youth system, and you're on display for all to see where you've come from and how the program works?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, especially it's nice that we had four before, now we only got three, but I guess if you want to count Appleton as being a Michigan State hockey player, it's kind of tough for him. But I take pride in being from Michigan and growing up playing hockey in Michigan and the competitive nature of how many good players and good teams were, you know, around when I grew up and at the U.S. program, and so I take a lot of pride in where I came from, and it's always cool to, you know, play against those guys, and I guess showcase that how good Michigan hockey can be.
And on a lighter side, aside from the California and the Florida trips, do you kind of highlight those two games against the Red Wings always on the calendar or on the schedule when you see them first?
I would say that's what I look for first is when we're in Detroit. I would say in Detroit it's a lot cooler than here against Detroit, but still, your hometown team, you know, is you want to be ready and you want to, you know, ask why they passed me over 11 times in the draft.